This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
I'm Rachel.
We're singing.
Every time. It's like a feeling I get when it's time to film. I'm like, it's time to sing, bitches. You know why? Because it's more than 50 degrees outside, and I feel like I popped a molly because my seasonal depression fell off.
Popped a molly.
I've never popped a molly, but it definitely sounds exciting.
It's fun.
How does it compare to what you got going on over there?
It's a lot different. She different.
Shows how much I know about doing any recreational drug use.
It's for a concert for a reason. Although this is a sativa, so it is a little more uplifting than some of the other strains.
Okay.
And it's called G-Wagon.
You lift me up. I think it's raised me up, but you know what I mean. You get it.
lift,
raise, whatever. I'm up. Y'all, I'm hyped.
Okay, this strain is a cross between jet fuel, also known as G6, which is pretty aggressive.
So you lift me up and then I fly like a G6. It's fine. Okay, I'm sorry. Proceed. I'm not going to say another word.
Okay. G6 and Ghost Train Haze, so it's spooky, and it's believed, it was developed by Verano, which is one of the few options that we have in the Maryland cannabis marketplace as a grower, and the buds are very robust and dense, and they have light orange, you know, trichomes and a thick crust of fuzzy amber trichomes.
Oh.
Which means trichomes are like the little hairs.
Okay.
Like when you see a picture of weed up close, you can see like little, sometimes there's like little hairs, like little orange hairs or purple hairs.
Little fuzzies.
Those are trichomes.
Okay.
And that leads to a very high keef content, which is the dust that collects in the bottom of your grinder.
I was like, keef.
Keef is like,
she's getting out the crusty grinder.
I don't know if there's any in here. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's every dusty. Every grinder has a keef catch in the bottom, and that is high THC. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
But what do you do with it? Does it just get
you sprinkle
out?
It? No, you sprinkle it on your joints if you want. I put it in my bowl, and it makes it really strong.
I see.
Much stronger. Also, it's probably like a million different strains combined over time.
So you're feeling all the things. You're mm-hmm. definitely getting lifted up.
Lifted. Actually, these are called Swift Lifts.
Stop.
Yeah. Yep. Isn't this packaging cute, too?
That's adorable.
They redid all their packaging.
It's like a 1950s, like, mm-hmm. drugstore. Mm-hmm. It's real cute.
And so the THC content is pretty consistently high. It's usually about 20%. I'm not going to lie. I took the sticker off this container because I thought it looked cuter. So I don't know the exact percentage.
Listen,
probably around 20.
In this life, we make guesses.
And it's got a really even blend of myrcene. I always pronounce this wrong. Carophyllene. And alpha-pinene, which work to help relieve depression and anxiety, stress, pain, and inflammation, while simultaneously providing a rather relaxed and even flow of energy and mental invigoration.
I mean, you're gonna need that to fucking fly.
I guess so.
You don't want to be fucking uneven.
To lift me up.
You lift me. That's gonna be
it's definitely you raise me up.
Listen, Josh Groban, I don't know what he's doing, but... It's you lift me up.
And so some suggest that the euphoric bliss from the strain enhances your ability to focus, which is why it's the exact opposite of what one would suspect.
You better start smoking. You need to focus.
Would expect. It wasn't even suspect. It was expect from a potent sativa. making it a great choice for anyone suffering from ADD, ADHD. And it's a really solid sativa, which enhances your focus and energy while, again, really good with pain and inflammation. So that's all on that.
Let's light her up. I don't know what my problem is. Actually, that's not true. I have two bits of information that have me really fucking pumped. First, I have lost 20 pounds.
Amazing.
One keto.
Killing it.
And I didn't eat keto today when I ate 16 pounds of sushi.
But I will be finishing the rest of that sushi after we are done.
It's neither here nor there. Ain't nobody lifting me up but a forklift after here. That.
So good, though. Sushi's healthy.
It was so good. And the place, like, that's kind of near me, they put, like, what is the cucumber in the California roll? So it's, like, a nice
also, you were right. The
crunch.
Spicy salmon was just salmon.
With the spicy sauce on top,
with spicy
right?
mayo on top. Which, like, is fine. There's nothing it's wrong fine. With that. But it's not spicy salmon.
It's not what we expected. I then ate a bag of Doritos, followed promptly by Milk Duds. And then washed down with a bottle of Coca-Cola. So.
Well, I went upstairs and wished I had snacks to snack on. And instead took a nap.
Well, I mean, either way, your body satiated with something. But
yeah, I'd really like those Snickers came out with a new thing. And it's like a brownie. It's like a little square. And it's a brownie Snicker bite with caramel and peanuts.
Snickers and Nestle are taking over the fucking world. Nestle bought like part of Mars or something.
Like, they I'm sorry, like, brownies?
Then Snickers was like, we're going to take every snack and just put Snicker on it, and then great. I also am really excited because my favorite place I visited so far, which is kind of crazy because I have visited, like, some exotic places. You know, mm-hmm. I've been, like, I've done a couple things in Asia that were super cool. Mm-hmm. And then I've done, like, a couple states and stuff. But I love Salem so much because I just, like, I don't understand why I'm not a fucking wizard from Harry Potter. Like, I don't understand why, like, the Lord would make us, and we're just these basic bitches, and all we're capable of doing is polluting the ocean.
Ugh,
we have no skills.
No, you can't even clean it.
We can't, no, we don't even know how. We're like, ugh, I don't have a solution.
One guy made this thing that sucks in trash in the ocean.
Okay, so maybe that guy's a wizard. Great.
He's good.
He's getting it. The rest of us are just floundering around, like, ugh, what do I do? But, anyway... Salem is my favorite place in the whole wide world, and as I've probably bitched about before, I'm sure I have, because I do every day of my life, mm-hmm. I did not have a wedding. We got married at the courthouse, because I was a wee babe. I was only, like, 20 years old, and my three best friends that I have, because as you get older, you choose your friends, and you don't just stay friends with toxic people, I was not friends with when I got married. So I was like, bitch, I want a bachelorette. So we're going to go
doing it up.
Probably sometime in October.
It's also my birthday.
For a girls' trip, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think I know because I'm just willing COVID to fucking relax.
I'm vaxxed, baby.
Oh, God, I can't wait until I can be. I'm doing fertility treatments, and I would either have to stop them for several months or, like, risk some, like, weird shit. So But thankfully, you're vaccinated, and the majority of the people at my work
I've had no weird side effects whatsoever.
Nobody at my work has
I was
either.
Tired and really sick the day after, but that's it.
The only things they reported was that they were a little bit sore and a little bit tired, and I think one of my coworkers got, like, the tiniest fever for, like, 14 minutes. Mm-hmm. But every single person came back to work after getting theirs, because my job wouldn't give you off if your fucking arm fell off. They'd be like, oh, just strap it on with some vet wrap. We're good to go.
You'll be fine.
But, yes, I feel a lot more secure because we still are doing curbside only, and pretty much everyone at my job is already vaccinated, and they're all very protective of me since I can't be vaccinated. We just had a client with COVID literally, like, a week and a half ago. So I had to get tested again. I didn't have any, like, direct contact with them, like, without a mask or anything. But they were in the building, and the first thing everyone said was, Rachel checked them out, like, protect her. And they all, like, fortified around, and they were like, leave work right now, get your test.
Go.
They did. They sent me out of work. They were like, go right now, I'll help you book it. So all that to say, like, I do feel really good, and depending upon what goes on with, like, my transfers or whatever, like, it's first on the agenda as soon as, like, I can safely do it. But,
yeah.
You know, right now I'm just hoping not to fucking die. So.
Yeah, they sent it. We obviously had first access as well to the vaccine.
Because you're, like, a medical person.
Yeah, because it's a medical facility, and, like, half of the staff just refused to get it because they're, like, 18 and they think it's a government plot, whatever. Even Gen Z shit.
But even
is...
my husband, like, he's like, we all look, if I haven't mentioned it before, don't come for me. He and I are both Republicans, like, that's just a fact. Mm-hmm. And neither one of us are like, oh my god, like, they're trying to chip us. Like, no, the only reason
it's a goddamn vaccine
he's waiting is because, like, I am more TMI when I took injections for fertility, which is for something I want more than anything in the world. I got a breast lump, like a very suspicious breast lump, and that did traumatize me because that's a vaccine and a series of shots that have been around for a long time. So my perspective was just kind of like, let me see if it offs a few people first, but not like, true. Oh my god, the government, like, what the fuck, the government already knows what we're doing. Have you not seen the ads on your Facebook? They fucking know.
They all carry around a cell phone in their pocket. And first of all,
and they're like, not the chip though.
First of all, we were like, I know y'all have snorted cocaine off of a line off of a fucking, like, bathroom stalled, like, toilet thing.
Yeah.
So you know what, you're gonna tell me you're worried about the vaccine and you've done street coke and street molly? I don't think so, friends.
That's my thing.
I don't think so.
I don't mind when people have, like,
you don't
legitimate
even know.
Good arguments, but when they say
they're like, oh, I'm worried about what I'm putting in my body. Are you
because I've seen like three different dicks go in this
Wait,
week.
That TikTok noise, the like music where it's like, are you, and it like zooms in and it starts like, that's the music that you're about.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like, everybody's got to do what they personally feel safe doing. Obviously, I have a medical reason that I am holding off, and it is a big risk. I'm risking my own safety because I don't want to stop fertility treatment. Yeah. But I do also have the option to work from home if things get sketch, and I don't really go out much, like, even to the stores. Like, Maddie knows, my husband does all of our grocery shopping. Like, I don't do any of that. I'll maybe hit up Target, like, occasionally, but it is what it is. Hopefully, when we go in October, you know, things will be a little bit more calmed down. I know that they have, like, really good protocols in place there. And we have the option to cancel, like, last minute if we feel like anything is unsafe or, like, just not quite where we want it to be.
True.
So that's our little, our blurb for the day. You're welcome. You're welcome. We're flying now. So, if any of you, there's 30 people in the world that follow us on Instagram. So 30 of you have seen what this episode is about. It's about, because I have to sneak movie stuff in here all the time. It's just my favorite thing in the world. I should have just had a movie podcast,
True.
But here we are. And so I wanted to do the Perron family, which is what the Conjuring was based on. I don't know why I wanted to say The Exorcist. I knew that wasn't right. Pretty sure that everyone has seen that movie at this point. It came out in, like, 2013. So if you haven't, I can't help you. Sorry. I did my best. But it stars Vera Farmiga, who is my girl crush so hard. I love her so much. And she just never looks like she has a single fleck of makeup on, and she's so pretty, and it's just infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
And then Patrick Wilson, he's also starred in, like, Insidious. So if you've seen those movies, he's in a lot of stuff, actually. But that's, like, what stands out in my mind right now. But The Conjuring was based on the famous demonologist and clairvoyant couple, Ed and Lorraine Warren. So, by the way, I think a lot of people... Sorry, I got lost for a second. I'm distracted. Sometimes I think I'd be inhaling the weed you're smoking, and I don't even know what my fucking name is. I think a lot of people assumed that, as Hollywood does with everything, that the story... or the movie was highly fictitious and, like, dramatized. And definitely for my research, to a degree, like, it was for sure. But the source material that I was able to find was just as terrifying. So regardless, like, even if a few things were, like, a little bit different, that shit was so horrible. So from what I can tell, they did, like, a really good job. Like, there's a couple scenes in the movie that were, like, obviously this did not happen, but it was very minimal. So just, like, a little background on Ed and Lorraine. Ed was a World War II veteran and a former police officer turned demonologist. After studying the topic extensively, he was self-taught. He didn't obtain any, like, specific schooling for it.
I don't think they have school for that.
Dude, they do. Well, they have, like, yeah, they have, like, theology and stuff. Like, they have a lot of, like, religious-based.
Well, yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. But he didn't go. He taught there. Himself. And then his wife, Lorraine, claims she was a clairvoyant and a medium, which by definition would mean that she could communicate with, like, the demons and spirits that Ed would interact with in his, like, demonology studies. I want to be a demonologist. I just want to teach myself something and then become famous for no reason.
I mean, apparently you can just do that.
We're working our asses off and we're not getting famous.
Zach Baggins. There you go.
In 1952, Ed and Lorraine founded the New England Society for Psychic Research, which is the oldest ghost hunting group in New England. And as you may have heard, they did gain very quick notoriety as respected paranormal investigators after their notorious investigation of the Amityville hauntings, which, by the way, the version with Ryan Reynolds, it had to have been, like, 2004. It's really old. It was really good. Despite the popularity of that case, though, their two most famous cases were actually the ones that were highlighted in the Conjuring franchise. So one of which was the Perron family that we're going to talk about, which is from the first Conjuring. And then maybe one day I'll do the second film, because actually researching that shit, like, they have photos from that one. That's pretty terrifying. Let's see. If you have seen the film, you've seen it though, right?
I don't know.
It's the clap one. Clap. If you've never seen it, I will drag your ass downstairs to watch it. You will.
I won't do it.
It's like they play a game with the children. The kids play a game in the house where they play hide and seek with a blindfold one, and they can ask for
I saw the commercial.
That, first of all, it's horrifying, the movie.
I saw the commercial and it was horrifying, and I didn't want to see the movie.
The movie's great. If you recall the movie, the series of events were events. They were extremely intense and super on the nose. Like, you would definitely think it was fake. It wasn't like an episode of Ghost Hunters where you see, like, a shadow or a figure or, like, hear a slightly audible whisper. It was like the haunting and possession scenes were, like, super intense. It obviously led people to believe that, you know, like I said, it was dramatized by the film. However, despite skepticism, Lorraine Warren stated that the directors took no creative liberties that were not necessary. Whatever, believe what you want. She was there. I wasn't. Ed Warren actually passed away in 2006, but Lorraine Warren lived until 2019, and she, as well as the eldest daughter in the story, Andrea, served as creative influences on the film, regardless of, I guess, our opinions. Like, they both lived it and feel it super true, so.
Maybe it is.
So, the Perron family consisted of the father, Roger, and mother, Carolyn. And their five daughters. And in January of 1971, the family moved into a 14-bedroom farmhouse in Harrisville, Rhode Island. And pretty shortly after moving in, they began to experience unexplained phenomena.
It's the fucking East Coast.
Dude, the East Coast is whack. Honestly.
Haunting in Connecticut.
I've seen that shit. By the way, the true story of that is, like, way more rapey than they discussed. Yeah, that, like, kid, like, kept trying to, like, sexually assault, like, people in the house. It was really weird.
Oh.
As in most cases, it started off small, the hauntings did, when Carolyn would notice that her broom would go missing, or if it wasn't missing, it was, like, moving from place to place, never where she left it. Like, just kind of bizarre, but, like, nothing that I think any of us would be like, hi, what's that? We'd be like, oh, shit, I fucking can't remember anything.
Oh, shit. I'm a stoner, so that's why I can't remember anything.
I just, like, don't care. So I'd be like, oh, the last time I cleaned 6 months ago, that must be where I left it. And it's, like, innocent enough. Like, you have a house full of kids. Like, they could easily be moving stuff around or playing pranks or whatever.
Yeah.
I had a burp. She would sometimes hear, like, scraping against the kettle. When no one was in the kitchen, or find, like, small little piles of dirt in the center of, like, a newly cleaned floor. I'd be more pissed than afraid. I'd be like, who the fuck? What kind of ghost has to
who has the audacity?
Yes, I want to know.
Like, that's rude.
I wouldn't need to call in any demonologist. I'd be like, bitch, let's square up. I'll just clean these floors. I'll lift you up. I'd be like Brenda from the Scary Movie. Like,
yes.
Whatever. I'd be like, come on, bitch.
Come on, bitch.
Fucking mess up my floor. My cats would be fucking playing in the pile of dust.
They'd be fucking screaming and chirping like creeps.
God, by the way, guys, I don't know if you remember like 100 episodes back when I was telling about my house being haunted. And I told you guys and Maddie that when cats see something they want to kill, but they can't get it to kill it, they do this like really crazy chirping. It's like a...
It's fucked up.
Is that not exactly how it sounds? And the other day, I put a laser pointer on the ceiling where
it's worse because they seem like possessed.
Yes. And Wonton couldn't get it, and his eyes got all bug-eyed, and he started doing it.
They get glassed over, the eyes.
Cat's eyes turn soulless when they want to hunt you. Creature, like, will be all cute, and then as soon as I, like, flick my finger for him to attack it, his ears pin back, and his eyes get all big and round, like puss in boots. It's crazy. Anyway, yes. So, she got to experience that the other day, and it was really exciting. But anyway, if this, like, stuff was happening to me, I'd be like, whatever, it's just my kids, or, you know. But then, like, the kids began to notice, like, spirits around the house and had noted, like, a lot of them were friendly because there were a lot of them, apparently. But some were, like, angry and not happy.
Nope.
And then Carolyn eventually decided it might be pertinent to, like, look into the history of the house. I mean, if my kids are, like, living in a house and there's literal demons, I'm out. Mm-hmm. But I doubt, like, you know, her research did anything to make her feel any better, because she uncovered that the farmhouse had been in the same family for 8 generations, and that, like, multiple people had died under mysterious or, like, sus circumstances. Several children had drowned in a nearby creek. One was raped and murdered, and a few of them, like, hanged themselves in the attic. I read a couple other, like, not conflicting stories, but, like, additional things that said, like, some guys froze to death in a lake and, like, some other things. Mm-mm. So, like, just a lot. Sorry, my chair is squeaking, but I'm uncomfortable. I gotta move. The spirit that they chose to depict in the film was named Bathsheba. And she was reported to be the worst of them all, which is probably why they, like, selected it for the movie. Andrea, the one I mentioned before, the oldest of the 5 daughters, was quoted as saying, whoever the spirit was, she perceived herself to be mistress of the house, and she resented the competition my mother posed for that position. I mean, meanwhile, this bitch would have taken one look at my sedentary ass watching Netflix on the couch and been like, bitch ain't shit. I'd never get haunted. She'd be like,
bitches ain't shit.
Can't possess her if she doesn't wake up from that fucking nap.
That's true.
Like, if she just... What it must have been like to be a woman who, like, actually took care of their house. Because, like, Sean will walk in the door after grocery shopping and I'm like, babe, can you, like, make me a drink? Babe, can I have a snack? I don't do shit. Literally, I don't. She'd be like, I can't. No, you know what? I still control this house. She's not in charge of anything. It's a sad day to be alive. It was uncovered in the research, and apparently is historically accurate, that there was a real person named Bathsheba Sherman who lived on the property in the mid-1800s. She was rumored to have been a Satanist or a witch, and there was evidence that she had been involved in the death of a neighbor's child, but no trial ever took place. And then she was also, like, involved in some talk about, like, the murder of her infant child, yet there was no proof. Oddly enough, she was buried in a Baptist church cemetery nearby. I feel like they only had Baptist churches in the 50s. Like, probably. You were either Catholic or Baptist back then. That was it.
Yeah.
I just, like, don't like how murderers always have to blame either religion or the movies. Like, no, you're a sicko. Sorry. Like, you choose to be gross. It's like they always want to be like, the Easter Bunny made me do it. Either way... The Perron family believed wholeheartedly that it was the spirit of Bathsheba that was, like, aggressively haunting them, like, being this angry spirit. According to Andrea, though, she was definitely not the only angry spirit haunting them. They experienced other spirits that smelled like rotting flesh, which they do reference in the film, like a smell of rotting flesh.
Oh.
They also noted that their beds would levitate off of the floor. And Andrea mentioned that when her father would go into the basement, he'd feel like this cold presence behind him. I mean, it's probably just a fucking drafty ass basement, but I don't know his truth. I'm not going to assume. And it was definitely like a typical murder basement. It had like a dirt floor and everything. But as they do, the spirits would cause the heat to go off randomly and he'd have to go down there despite like them being freaked out about it. What the movie didn't show, because like, you know, in the movie everything happens like fucking overnight.
Of course.
Is that the family lived in the house for 10 years. And the Warrens actually made several like investigatory trips to the home. And at one point, Lorraine even performed a seance in an effort to contact the spirits and Bathsheba directly. During the seance, Carolyn, the mom, became possessed and started speaking in tongues, and her chair began to levitate off of the ground. I feel very passionately about this topic, this history lesson I'm about to throw down. From what I know of you, you, like, didn't grow up, like, super religious or, like, in church a lot.
Not at all.
I did grow up super religious, but I also had many friends of different religions, and so I would go to a lot of different churches growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And in some of the different churches, it was really common to hear people talking about speaking in tongues. And you see it a lot in these horror movies and whatever. And it's always described as people, like, the Lord overcomes them and they just start speaking gibberish and, like, whatever. Or, like, demons overcome them.
Yeah.
And it definitely depends, obviously, on your religious beliefs or, like, whatever, like, you're believing in. But in my religion, the Bible that we use, the reference of speaking in tongues actually came from a time when there was, like, this gathering of a bunch of different nationalities. So, mm-hmm. a lot of people who spoke different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus preached a sermon. And God, like, in an effort to assist him, just allowed everyone to hear it in their language.
Mm.
That's actually how it originated. So, like, when I would go to these churches and they'd be, like, flailing around, like, Jesus took me over. I'm like, do you read the Bible, ma'am? Or...
or...
Because they'd be, like, reading the same Bible I had. And I'm like, did you read it?
No.
I just thought that was... I always think that's interesting. I like kind of knowing, like, the history of, like, where things originate sometimes. And I'm sure there's, like, something somewhere where, like, there's a different version of it. But I always thought that was cool. Anyway. Andrea was quoted... about the seance, saying, I thought I was going to pass out. My mother began to speak in a language not of this world and in a voice that was not her own. And her chair levitated and she was thrown across the room.
I would rather die.
Correct. Another fact I found interesting, and I'm super disappointed because you haven't seen the movie. So in the movie, the like final scene is the mom gets possessed and the Warrens perform an exorcism because the church can't get there in time and like save her. But... in actuality, Lorraine insists that she and her husband would never attempt an exorcism because they have to be performed by Catholic priests or, like, they would be super unsafe.
Oh.
I mean, from what I hear, they sound, like, super unsafe anyway because half the people that are possessed just have, like, fucking anxiety or schizophrenia and just mm-hmm. need, like, I don't know, a nap or a doctor or therapy.
Some weed.
Correct. But, yeah, she was like, no. Like, she let them do that in the movie, I guess, for, like, dramatic effect, but, like, mm-hmm. that would never happen. In the real hauntings, the husband, Roger, actually kicked Ed and Lorraine Warren out after that seance and did not allow them to come back because he was super worried about Carolyn's mental stability after, like, that incident. I mean, like, that's his wife, and you see her talking in, like, a totally different voice, like, saying some shit you never heard, and I'm sure the hauntings were scary, but, like, this, she wasn't getting tossed across the room before they did the seance.
Yeah.
I also feel like it's unprofessional. Like, you're saying you're a clairvoyant, and you're like, let me open up and let all these spirits in here. I thought that was weird.
I don't know why you would invite that into your home, but...
No. And, like, as the people, I get it, because they're terrified, and, you know, the Warrens are saying they can help them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just thought, that's a little irresponsible. Andrea did say that they continued to live into the house until... live in the house until they could afford to move, because all their money was...
Bitch, I'd live in a field. I don't care.
If my kids were being, like, yes.
I would buy an RV. I don't know.
Dude, they had a hoopty. They had a station wagon. You can make that work. She did report that as soon as they left the house in 1980, like, all the activity stopped.
Duh.
And that's, like, the whole story about the hauntings. But I did put together a little fun fact sheet. I just pulled up some trivia on the movie that I found, like, was pertinent to the actual story or interesting.
Yeah.
Because I just, as you can tell, I like trivia. I like to just, like, know the workings of things. I would be an absolute nope, but the Perron family visited the film set and, like, consulted on it, which it wasn't actually the real house, so I'm sure they felt a lot safer, but still, I'd be like, I don't need to invite that back into my life. Mm-hmm. When the movie was shown in the Philippines, some cinemas had to hire Catholic priests to bless the viewers before viewing it, because some viewers were reporting a negative presence after watching the film, and I'm like, sorry, bro, that's fear, my dude. You're afraid because that shit's terrifying.
Sorry, bruh, but...
Which, in keeping with that, the movie received an R rating despite having no sex, no nudity, very little profanity, tame and mostly bloodless violence, and brief depictions of alcohol with no smoking, which means that this movie was deemed so scary by the, what is it, MPAA or whatever, that it got an R rating for literally making people scared. Like, you just got scared.
You scared.
It's like, R. Rated R. The masses can't handle this. The Philippines definitely can't handle this.
I'm too scared.
Another fact that I found interesting, and I don't know if you know this or not, you know, for my brief time in the biz doing that one short film and that other
one. The biz.
The majority of movies are not shot in chronological order. They're shot, like, random ass scenes at a time and then compiled. It's always been the thing. Yes, it's always been what's impressed me most about, like, actors and actresses. Like, you have no grounding or frame of reference.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, Bridgerton, have you seen Bridgerton?
Mm-hmm.
Their first scene was, like, one of their sex scenes. Like, they just went right in. But this movie was shot in chronological order. So, like, in the order that the events took place. This one had me feeling some type of way. The state of Rhode Island does not require home sellers to disclose documented histories of a location's criminal activity, let alone its supernatural activity, which is why the Perrons were unaware that they were about to get fucked before moving into that house.
Well, Rhode Island can get fucked.
I mean, who the fuck even goes to Rhode Island?
No one anymore, I hope.
I mean, but I actually think that when we bought this house, like, they don't have to disclose. It was, like, a really random fact because I was talking to my realtor.
They should have to disclose everything.
In the state that we live in, they do not have to disclose if a person that lived in the house had AIDS. It's just a random fact. Like, I mean, I'll clean it. I don't care. But, like, I think that's a weird random thing. Like, specifically, I don't have to disclose this. Hmm. Whereas, like, in our state, I do believe you have to disclose a violent crime. Because somebody died in our house and they had to tell us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just a little old lady. She just peacefully went on to heaven. so that was, I was like, that's kind of rude. You're a bit younger than me. Do you know what a Raggedy Ann doll is?
Yes, I had one.
Okay, I had Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy.
But I had, like, probably the 2.0 version, you know?
I don't know.
The 90s version.
It's like that little red yarn hair.
Early 2000, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the real Annabelle doll, because Annabelle, have you seen those movies?
I haven't seen the movies.
Okay, you're killing me. Well, Annabelle's referenced in this movie, like, in part of it, so they can kind of lead
scary
up to that.
Scary movies scare me.
The real Annabelle doll was actually a used Raggedy Ann doll that was bought at a hobby shop.
Mm-hmm.
It was known to leave notes on parchment paper when there was no parchment paper around the house.
Well, that is just the worst fucking part. Where did the parchment come from?
Like, honestly, their ass? Who's bringing the parchment? She brought
Who
her
dropped it off?
She got it from the thrift shop. She brought
no.
it.
No.
She was even reported as attacking a friend of the family named Lou, who mysteriously had, like, claw marks on his chest.
No.
But the makers of the movie knew what we all know, which is porcelain dolls are fucking terrifying and only sociopaths own them.
Only sociopaths collect dolls in general.
That must be why the filmmakers were like, no, let's get one of those fucking porcelain psychotic bitches. Because those, when I was a child, my mom made me collect them because she was like, you're gonna love dolls.
Can't you just smash it though?
As I was dead ass asleep one night, they all fell off of the shelf of my wall and crashed to the ground. And then I had to wake up in the dark with their fucking eyes looking at me and pick them all up. After that, I was like, I don't want any more. No, don't make me keep the dolls in here. And she let me get rid of them. Oh, God. So sorry. Sorry, guys. I hit the mic. Fun fact as well, A movie based on these hauntings has been in the works for over 20 years, ever since Ed Warren played a tape of one of Carolyn's interviews to a producer. And, like, eventually it got picked up. It was reported that director James Wan was working on the script late one night when his puppy started growling at a corner of the room and his head and eye started following something around, but Wan never saw anything.
I'd rather die.
I mean, that's pretty much what happened with my cat, so. that was the last bit of trivia that I felt like anyone would care about. Like, the rest of it was just, like, it was filmed on this camera and it was done at this studio, you know, all that stuff. But the movie is really good if you can ever get the courage up to watch it, because it is definitely like super scary. It's one of the highest rated like horror movies, I feel like.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's really good. And if you have like the stomach for it, you should definitely watch it. I don't know why I said stomach, because it's not gross. It's definitely just fucking terrifying.
Mm-hmm, that's the worst part.
Kind of like, to me, it was the same level scary as the Paranormal Activity movies.
Mm.
Like, legit horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the Annabelle movies, like Annabelle Comes Home, everyone was like, that's so stupid. My husband and I are fucking terrified.
Honestly,
of that
the
movie.
Blair Witch, too, has some vibes like that. Not the whole movie, but like the two scenes that are actually scary are the most scary things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I definitely like, I mean, I don't have like nightmares about The Conjuring, which I should, because I feel like my house was legit haunted, so I know like how that goes down. Actually, that reminds me.
I don't like to watch scary things unless my back is against a wall.
My back's against the headboard, like in my bed. I feel like I definitely like missed a part of my story or like erased it, because I definitely didn't at one point. Oh no, never mind. I just cruised over it. It wasn't important. Sorry, like something came to my mind and I was incorrect. But I wanted to do something like spooky, because I feel like I always do like true crime and sad ass like people being people, just murdering people.
They do be doing that.
And I just wanted to do something like more spooky and lighter. So I feel good about it. Do you know what you're going to do next time? You're not prepared, are you? You haven't done anything.
I don't know.
I had a hard time this time, too, like, picking what I wanted to do. And then I was watching The Conjuring with Creature, and it came to me.
I need to, like, watch some Ghost Adventures, probably, and get some inspiration.
Do you want to do, like, a true crime, or do you want to do, like, a spooky?
I don't know. You know, I always like listening to true crime, but I don't love reporting. I don't, like...
Why?
I don't know.
I like it. Sometimes it's a little bit too much. It makes me like a little sick. But there was definitely one on Morbid that like it got me and I had to turn it off the other day. It was just like too much.
Which one?
It was like, I don't even. I'm so sorry to the people in the back. Now's the best time to turn away before I tell this. The one where like the group of guys in the van was like taking women and like cutting off their boobs and like. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say? I'm gesturing to her because I don't want to like say it to you guys. It was, I had to turn it off. I was like, I don't even care. I can't do this.
It's
like,
so
I'm
bad.
Out.
There are so many bad people in the world. It's really scary.
It's honestly horrendous.
Like, that's way scarier to me than a ghost.
I think ghosts are really scary to me because it happened to me and know my house was haunted, but I'm still more scared of like a stranger on the street that could like murder me. I don't know. People are just like, I feel like a spirit is pretty cut and dry. They're like, you're possessed. I'm going to say a couple curse words in Latin. All right, you're dead. And then, like, people in the streets are just, like, coming up with, like, crazy-ass ways to, like, torture and murder you.
Yeah,
I'm just
like,
not
people be
that.
Abducting and keeping people for, like, 10 years.
As I get older, too, I just cannot. Like, I don't have a stomach for stuff anymore. Like, I started watching The Night Stalker on Netflix. I made it through one episode. And they have, like, a lot of intense, like, crime scene photos and stuff, and I just could not do it. I was so sick to my stomach. I just, because Jeremy and I, my husband's friend and I were talking about it the other day, and he watched the whole thing, and I was like, no, I couldn't do it.
There's something, like, so terrifying about someone who just has no... I was listening to something about Ted Bundy last night, and it's just like, that man was a savage.
Yes, I mean, they're all just, like... It's so crazy, like, the weird shit they just wanted to get into. Mm-hmm. I mean,
like,
what are you
going
to do,
though? Savagely killing people for no reason.
For no reason. It's just, like, so many times they're like, I just wanted to know what I felt like. I just wanted to be in control. It's like, control what you watch on television. Like, you have options.
Kill yourself. How about that?
Fucking accurate. Every time you hear of, like, where somebody like kills their family and then kills themselves. I'm like, couldn't you just like fucking you just save do
the first, the latter, but as the former. And
before everyone gets fucking hot about it, no, we don't condone suicide or want anyone to kill themselves. Please don't. But like, if you're a monster,
you're gonna kill me. I'd rather you kill yourself.
Who's gonna kill like your fucking family and children? Like, I'm sure that the world would appreciate. Like, having
Chris Watts should have killed himself. Yeah, I think we can all agree with that.
Honestly, like, he was so dumb.
Well, no, I don't know. He thought he was going to get away with it. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got that dumb. He's got a case of the dumb.
He really played himself, of course, but...
Look, we all know the real MVP. We talk about her pretty much every week. Fucking Elizabeth. Wasn't that
her? Yeah, her friend? Mm-hmm. She was fucking awesome.
Elizabeth. Be an Elizabeth.
You have to have friends like that, because otherwise your husband will kill you and no one will ever know.
Elizabeth walked into that murder house believing in her core that man murdered her.
She was like, why is her phone here?
And
why is her phone here?
Yes, she pulled that shit out, looked him right in his fucking bitch ass eyes.
She was like, why is this here?
I fucking dare you to try that shit on me, sir. She brought her kid!
I know!
For some fucking ripe ass like, fighting.
She literally called her parents and was like, what's the door code?
I can just picture her fucking uppercutting him in slow-mo like, you lift me up! With her fist as he's like...
He's
a weasley little bitch. I do appreciate, like I said before, I appreciate how his dad was like, fucking tell me what you did. And his dad was like, oh, he did it! It was him!
I mean... I don't know if people forget this, but they are constantly on camera when they're in an interrogation room.
No, I think his dad knew. I think, like, his dad was a normal like, dad who was like, you killed my grandchildren.
Who on earth thinks they're in an interrogation room and it's not being recorded?
Dude, so many people. Literally, your fucking face is being recorded every second by your phone.
So dumb. You're the dumbest of the
like,
dumb.
Like, you know where I bet is the most secure place is... confess this murder, the police station. They'll never know.
You're dumb as fuck.
I feel like it goes perfectly with that TikTok that's like, I'm not gonna do it. It's like, girl, don't do it. I'm not gonna do it.
I was gonna do it. I did it.
I feel like that's him in there. I did it. Fucking people. All right. I've been rambling way too long. That's the whole story. You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.